This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Making your Monday more bearable with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Brekkie Bears, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Melbourne, on this lovely Monday morning. Sunrise.
Lovely.
Look, the sunrise
outside.
Is just coming up over
There's
the Parliament.
There's people in the street yelling at each other.
Oh, that's not. There is not. It's lovely this morning. This is Big Bear Mark. I'm joined by Luke the Wonder Cub.
Of course you are. Hello.
Like usual.
Yes.
How was your weekend, Luke?
Yeah, it was okay. It is dark outside. I don't know what you're saying, a lovely morning.
Look at the sunrise.
No
the
one's
sunrise
awake.
Is coming
it's
up.
Just us, Mark. No one's awake yet.
Oh, there are.
We're
there
just
are a few
here,
people
like, yeah, breakfast, woo. And everyone else is like, nah, bed, sleep.
Okay, you depressed me now.
I'm not that depressing you.
You have. I'm depressed.
So we need to play the depressed card. It's not
anyway,
very nice.
We've got a great show today. I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course we do.
We've got lots of lovely giveaways.
A couple of giveaways, which is very, very exciting. What was that?
Woof.
Oh, okay, you're just woofing. Okay, cool. No, it makes sense. I thought you were just being a bear for a second.
Yeah, no, there's something we're going to give away that relates to that. We've also got pancakes, which we usually have, which is great.
We do. We've got a really good interview for you later on in the show as well with one James Breckney. More about who he is if you don't know the name later on.
Exactly.
So keep on listening.
We've got some great music coming up. Oh, it's going to be a good show.
It always happens.
On a Monday morning. It's
great.
It's a Monday
place
morning.
To be. It's fantastic.
I want to say a big hello to the lovely Betty who has emailed us in and said, good morning, Brekkie Bears. Good morning, Betty. Mark is right. A lovely morning. The sun is rising, four knot winds, clear skies. Get a happy pill, Wonder Cub. Get a happy pill. You've been served by Betty. There you go.
I'm going to start reading out the emails that that tear you down and tell you how wrong you are.
That never happens.
Ones. Yeah,
that
right.
That never happens.
How was your weekend anyway?
It was good. I had a good weekend. Went out to breakfast, but we'll talk about that a bit later. Then I had the Eurovision show on Saturday night, which is always fun. Michael and I had a nice time talking about the first half of Eurovision, of the first semi-final, which includes the favourite, Russia.
Is that coming up, Eurovision, isn't it? When is Eurovision? Is it
May.
Soon?
May.
It's in May, okay.
Yeah.
Bad gay, I don't know these days.
Yeah, you're a very bad gay. Yesterday I went to aqua aerobics.
Right.
For the first time ever, and it was really good.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny, though, because I did see the instructor in the car park, and I thought she was a homeless person.
Yeah.
And she wasn't. She was our instructor. And she was really good.
Yeah.
I was like, see, and that's why you should never judge a book by its cover.
Looks can be deceiving.
Looks can be very, very, very deceiving. Deceiving, yes. But no, look, I enjoyed that. And then I came home and I cooked a roast dinner for my partner.
To offset the fitness.
Yeah. Well, no, because it was pork loin, so it was a lean. And we had veggies. And we had steamed cauliflower. And I just baked some eggplant and zucchini. It was
eggplant.
Lovely. Yeah, I love eggplant. Okay. You're not an eggplant fan?
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
If it's done properly.
Done right. Yeah.
Yeah, it really can be nice. Gross. But if it's done properly, it's fine.
Yeah, no, it was really nice.
Cool.
Was lovely.
Very cool.
So I had a very healthy weekend, actually.
That sounds very healthy.
Yeah, what about
good
you?
Good for you. I didn't do a whole lot. I had a relatively unhealthy weekend, actually.
You sat on the couch, didn't you?
Well, no, not exactly. Like, Saturday I did Checkpoint, of course. Yes. 3 p.m. on Saturdays, your favourite gaming show. So I did that, and it was really great. And then Saturday night didn't do much, which was really good.
Yeah.
And then Sunday we went to a good friend of mine, had his birthday lunch.
Oh, nice.
With his family and us, his family of choice. So went down there and caught up with them for lunch, which was lovely.
Lovely.
They did a big cook-up, lots of roast and different meats and deliciousness.
Well, we had roast,
we had roast as well. Yeah. So definitely a roast weekend. And then got home and Pretty much just relaxed after that. So it was a really sort of a relaxed, chill weekend, which was really nice. I needed it after last week.
It's like, you know, the weather's getting a bit colder. It's time for roasts and stuff to come out.
Yeah.
Like, got the doona on the bed now. That's good.
Yeah, I had my electric blanket on for the first time on Saturday night.
Oh, really?
Because it was so cold.
Yeah.
I got to bed. I went to bed like 1 o'clock because I was playing video games. But it was so cold and I just got into bed and my partner sleeps with the fan on.
Yeah.
That's what he does. And I hate that. So he had the fan on and I'm sitting there like shivering cold. He's got the fan on. He was fast asleep, so I didn't want to bother him. So
I
put my electric blanket on to kind of balance the cold from the fan.
See, I got the fleecy sheets out as well. I love
fleecy
my fleecy
sheets.
Yeah, it's like, you know how you get flannels?
Yeah.
It's like a flannel sheet.
Yeah, we've got those.
Lovely.
They're amazing.
Smarter than your average breakfast radio show. Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
And coming up this hour on the Brekkie Bears,
we're going to be talking a little bit about my breakfast on Saturday.
Yeah. A bit more than just what you had, though, right?
It's not about what I had. It's about, I want to talk about something that came up. So don't keep it a surprise. There you go.
Very, very good.
Exactly. We'll also be looking at something that happened over the weekend in Melbourne's Comedy Festival.
There was a marriage.
Exactly.
Very beautiful. And I'm certainly looking forward to hearing all about the honeymoon, that's for sure. So we'll be talking about that later on in the hour as well. I want to talk about something a little bit simple, but however, much more complex than it seems.
Oh, look, I was a little bit surprised on the weekend. My partner had a friend come down from the north, above the border, and he was staying in South Yarra. So we organised to go and have breakfast with him.
Yep.
Which is, you know, a normal thing to do.
Sure.
I love weekend breakfasts.
One of the best things about Melbourne is breakfast on a weekend.
Love weekend breakfasts at cafes. But my usual stomping ground is West Melbourne, Footscray and
Seddon and Yarraville
and Seddon and all those sort of places. And my partner looked up cafes around South Yarra and we picked one. And he sort of picked it. He said, oh, look, it says it's really good, but it's really cheap as well.
Mm.
And we thought, oh, okay, that sounds pretty good. So we went across and it was a really nice cafe, you know, everything. But and the meals were okay. They weren't anything spectacular.
Yeah.
It was so expensive.
Right.
It was like, compared to West Melbourne, it was like so much more money. And I was like, I was a bit shocked.
So you're sort of thinking that the East is probably a bit more posh than the West?
Well, for what we got, it wasn't. And that was the whole point. I mean, is this a thing? Is around Richmond and South Yarra and places like that, is it really that much more expensive? See, I don't want to really pay for a dish more than $20 for breakfast.
Mm.
This was like $22.50.
Right.
And it was for their big breakfast, I'll give it that. It wasn't that big. But anyway, it was like, you know, and I thought,
They're on diets over there in the East.
Yeah, their big is medium.
I mean, that's, I guess maybe that's like a cost of living type thing, in the sense of, like, you know, like if you're looking at like renting a property or buying property in the inner East compared to the inner West, it's night and day how expensive it is. It's crazy.
Well, all the prices for houses around there are like a million plus, I suppose.
It's nuts. I remember I was looking at renting, you know, a couple of years ago. I was looking at places and it's drastically different. Like, what you pay for a 3-bedroom house in the West, you pay for like a 1-bedroom apartment in the East. Like, it's completely different. So I guess maybe that's why things are more expensive there.
But it sort of got me thinking, is it justified, though? I mean, for that area of Melbourne, is it justified paying so much more than an area like Yarraville or Seddon? Because, I mean, I think Yarraville and Seddon are lovely. And I love that area of Melbourne. I don't know. What do people think? Is like, is it justified that the prices in Richmond and South Yarra and places like that are so much more expensive than places like Yarraville and Seddon?
Mm.
It's like, for me, I'm flabbergasted. I don't see the difference that much. In fact, I prefer the West. But that's just me. But
good use of the word flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted. It's like, you know, I was a little bit shocked with the price of everything, because it's like, usually, like, if I pay $40 for the two of us for breakfast, that seems like reasonable for me. When I pay $60 plus, I'm a bit, oh my God.
Yeah.
For two people.
Unless it's like a breakfast buffet or something.
Or something spectacular. Yeah. But this wasn't spectacular. And that's what got me. And I got just, and it's like, I know that over there, there's a lot of places that you can eat and a lot of things, but this place was meant to be one of the cheaper places.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, if that was cheap.
You're on the warpath.
Oh, it's like, I'm just glad I live where I live. But, yeah.
SMS 0427 joy949 or email on air at joy.org.au. Is Mark right to be flabbergasted about this? About, to be perturbed?
Yes, about the eastern suburbs prices. Is like, am I wrong to think that, oh my God?
Or is that just normal?
Is that just,
yeah. I mean, it's like poor old Westies and just think like $22 is a lot of money.
Do you live in the east? would you expect, you know, a breakfast to cost $22 if you live in the east? Oh, yeah, that's nothing. It's like, let us know. Let me know.
You're on the Brecky Bears on Joy.
We've had a message in from Matthew from South Yarra, exactly where I went for breakfast. And he says, not sure it's the location. Oh, I don't know about that. He said, where's the coffee from? What did you eat? Well, it was a big breakfast. So I said that. It was, and you usually expect to pay a little bit more for a big breakfast, but it wasn't that big. There's a difference between free-range eggs and Victorian small farm bacon compared with fried cafe eggs and a greasy mass-produced bacon. What does he think we have in the West?
I think someone's trying to defend his hometown.
Oh, I think he is, but
that's fine.
you obviously, I don't know if you've been to the Western suburbs to have breakfast, but you don't get greasy bacon.
No. There's cafes in the West that don't even do bacon. They're so fancy.
Oh, look. There's some amazing cafes in the West. There really is. I wouldn't go to a Greasy Spoon, let's face it.
That's the thing, though. And Matthew, whether he's right or wrong and whether you're right or wrong, it's that kind of that pride, that kind of West or East, you know, and like where you live is kind of, you want to defend it and you want to make sure that it's not getting a bad rap, because we all love our local cafes and our local places that we go to eat.
Yeah, that's true. And he did say that he didn't think that $22 was a regular price. It is a bit expensive. Which maybe it is. Yeah. Maybe I just went to somewhere where
super fancy.
Maybe it was.
Super duper fancy.
But I still get the feeling that things in the East are a little bit more expensive. just a tad more expensive in the
East. But look, to help settle this breakfast debate, we thought we'd link it up with our first competition for this morning. Nice and simple. It's a Pancake Parlour voucher, $25.
Give yourself that special treat, whether you're in the East or West. Enjoy delicious pancakes at the Pancake Parlour. Sweet.
Savory.
Or your choice. Lovely. Thanks to Pancake Parlour.
Look at me knowing the script.
We've done it every day, every Monday for how many years now?
So get in touch with us and tell us simply by SMS 0427 joy949, by email on air at joy.org.au, or calling Alice on the front desk 1300 joy949. Just tell us East.
East or West.
Or West.
Just say East or West.
Pick one. Pick a side.
Pick
a cafe breakfast side. Do it.
So I was making headlines, more news at 7. What time is it now? 7:30, maybe 8?
Yes.
8.
It'll be 8.
Let's go for 8.
Let's go 8, yes. Thank you very much, Ben. Are you an East or a West person? Or North or South?
I'm in the Windsor area, so I'm South. And I eat on Chapel Street.
Oh, so east. I'd say that's east.
I claim ignorance. I've been in Melbourne since January. I'm still working this place out.
All right.
But I was listening earlier, and I think I paid $18 for a smashed avocado.
$18 for a smashed avocado?
Avocados are very expensive.
Not that expensive.
I think it was more than one avocado, and it had some feta in there as well.
Well yeah.
There's two pieces of toast. But I thought, you know, it's very expensive. I think the avocado crisis is over, I thought. But
well, there's all that controversy about smashed avocado. There's some people, the chefs in Melbourne going, no, we're not going to serve smashed avo anymore. That's it.
Well, it's not cool to smash it now.
It's not cool anymore, no. In fact, at this restaurant I went to, they had half an avocado on the plate. It was a full avocado. It wasn't smashed.
Not smashed.
No, it was
unsmashed.
Yes.
Is the term, I think. we're celebrating a wedding.
We are celebrating a wedding. On the weekend, I think it was the weekend, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, the Barry Award nominees and good friends, Zoe Coombs-Marr and Reese Nicholson, tied the knot. It was on Friday night.
Yes, which is beautiful. Beautiful.
Think it's beautiful?
I'm very happy for them. I think they're going to have a wonderful, wonderful future together. It's always lovely, isn't it?
Well, I think it was a bit of a mock, but it was a good thing because it was there to raise money for Minus 18, which is a great organisation and well worth the effort.
So the purpose of it is, I mean, Zoe Coombs-Marr and Reese Nicholson are both gay, yes. And they have partners of the same gender. So Zoe has a female partner and Reese has a male partner. And they got married because they were basically making a point about what a joke it is that there is still no marriage equality in this country.
Yes, so they could have a gay wedding, but they had to get married to each other.
Yes, and they were saying, you know, how ridiculous is it that, you know, we can get married to each other without any love or serious emotion in that sense to each other at all, just because of our genders, we can get married. However, we are unable to marry the ones that we actually love.
Exactly
Which
right.
It's ridiculous.
Exactly right. And they had quite a lineup at the event as well. Judith Lucy was one of the bridesmaids. You know, Tom Ballard was one of the DJs on the night. Joy Favourite, Tenor Del Twist was there. There's a whole range of people there.
They had some protesters there as well. Some fake ones.
Oh, good.
Some set-up protesters. But, you know, I think and Hannah Gadsby was there as well and did a bit of a speech too.
Yeah, now apparently her speech was one of the main things at the night, and apparently she did an amazing job. One of the things she said was that the concept behind this wedding was Reese and Zoe will be familiar to anyone who is familiar with the closet, and why be happy when you can be normal?
Yes,
of course,
that's right.
Why be happy when you can be normal?
And she said also, Reese and Zoe are doing this for the children, because at the moment, what they're doing in this country is saying to all the children is that it's okay to exclude a minority and that it's okay to be a bully. So through their union filled with love and respect from within and without, what Zoe and Reese would like to say to all children is that being inclusive is just as important as being included.
Yes, and she also pointed out that there would be no reception, but that was thanks to Telstra.
Yeah. And look, I think it's great, and I think you know, one of the best parts about it was when they said, okay, you can now kiss each other. They went to kiss each other and then turned around and made out with their partners on stage instead.
Exactly.
So I mean, that was fantastic as well. So congratulations to Zoe and Reese.
I don't know, should we congratulate them? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was cool. It was awesome, and I think they're both very funny people. I think it's great.
Yeah, look, it was a good event, and they raised a lot of money for Minus 18, which was fantastic.
Yes.
And look, I mean, personally, I think it's ridiculous what the government is doing with this plebiscite. You know, there's all the arguments. We all know them.
Yes, we do.
How harmful it is going to be for the community.
Yeah.
Just hoping we don't have to go ahead with the whole palaver.
No, of course. But, you know, another good statement out there in public about it as well, and some very funny, important, talented people backing it as well, which is great. So, yeah.
It is very good. And, I mean, the more public it's like the more visual this can be to the general public, the better.
We've had more messages in as well. So message in from Nathan, the wonderful Nathan.
Oh, hey, Nathan.
Love you, darling. He says, love you, boys. You always get my week off to a good start. P.S. I skip breakfast usually because I've been stuffing my face until the wee hours of binge-watching Drag Race. Which I think we can understand.
Yes, I can understand
on
that.
A deep level. Messaging from Clayton as well in the competition saying, West, but that's just because I'm too lazy to cross the city at that time of the day.
I'm with you there, Clayton. I agree.
And that's fair enough indeed. And also messaging from Brad saying, it's similar to before with Matthew, but it's not so much what you eat as per your last listener. It's the place you go to.
Yeah.
I've eaten in both basically the same meal in one suburb at different places with as much as a $5 variation on price. This week, tried somewhere new in Melbourne, had been listed in the top 10 breakfasts in Melbourne, and the most expensive item on that menu was only $18.50.
See, $18.50, I think that's reasonable for a big breakfast type thing.
Yeah.
I think that's reasonable. A winner! We've got a winner! Yay!
We do.
And the winner of the $25 pancake parlor voucher is Stephen from Collingwood. Yay! Stephen, you'll be enjoying some pancakes. And he said North, so North is officially the winner.
No, I don't think it works that way.
It does. That's the way it works. No, North is the winner.
I genuinely don't think it works that way.
North is the winner. Congratulations to North.
Top of the ladder, too, at the moment, North Melbourne. In the
are
footy.
They?
Yeah, it's very strange.
How did your team go?
Just shut up.
Oh, sorry.
Did you hear the news report before that Ben did, where he said that we lost?
No.
No, because you don't pay attention.
I do. That's your sometimes. Problem. Not that time.
Yes, we lost. I'm pretty much done with this season of football.
Are they, like, last?
No, we're not last. Last is actually last? A tie between Fremantle and Carlton.
Ooh, really?
Frio have not won a game this year.
Oh, my God. That's
just very weird. They were, like, top four last year.
How's my team going, or my pseudo team that I sort of barrack for, which I don't?
Pretty well, actually.
That's the Western Bulldogs, by the
way.
Yeah,
they're going pretty well. I think they're top four at the moment.
Top
maybe?
Four!
They're doing pretty good, hey. The doggies. Yeah, they...
The only reason I barrack for them is my cousin bought me a scarf.
Yeah, they're second, actually, technically.
They're second?
Yeah.
Wow! That's great.
It's weird. The start of the season always is a bit of like figuring out what's going on. Like, it's a bit weird at the start, always is. But yeah. The doggies have started strong.
Good on them.
Same as last year. So.
Good on them. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Go the West. That's all I'm going to say. Go the West.
I'll go with Collingwood. But look,
winning?
Huh?
Who's winning?
I told you North.
Oh, North. That's right.
I said that. I said you don't listen, and you don't. Also, don't. Next hour, we have an interview for you with James Brecko Breckney. Now, he is actually the person who started the Rainbow Chalking Movement, DIY Rainbow. So, you know, all the roads, like the rainbow chalk and stuff?
Get your pastels out, and we're going to colour the road.
Yeah. So, it's been 3 years since that first
three
happened
years.
Already.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah. So, we're going to be having a chat with James. He recently actually... even had a trip to the US all about DIY Rainbow, which is very exciting. So that's coming up for you after 8 o'clock, of course, after the news with the wonderful Ben. So it's all happening here on the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
The day the teddy bears have their pee. Yes, yeah, so 7 minutes past 8 on the Brekkie Bears. And going to come back shortly. Got an interview for you guys. We're going to be calling Mr. James.
Brecko.
Brecko. Breckley.
That's his name, Brecko.
Yeah, Brecko. So, James McGill talking about the DIY Rainbow Crossing Movement. It's been 3 years since the movement began in Sydney back in 2013. Seems like it was just yesterday.
I know, it does, doesn't it? It's full on. We've also got a double pass to the Dog Lovers Show coming up to give away for you.
Yes.
Also, just want to quickly thank so much Keith from Altona North. Has just taken out a family membership for Joy.
Oh.
And keep that clause going, because also Ida from Macquarie Park in New South Wales.
Oh.
It's like, here we go, all the memberships.
And they're joining because they like us.
I hope so.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
That'd be excellent. Probably not, but hey.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'll take it.
I'm going to claim it anyway.
Exactly. On the line, all the way from lovely Sydney, we've got James Brecko Breckney.
Oh, hello, boys. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you.
Good morning. It is lovely Sydney up here this morning. The sun is shining.
As it is down here as well. It's a nice day on the East Coast. Lovely. Now, James or Brecko, which would you prefer?
Just James Brecko Breckney is what I prefer. So.
Okay. All right, you. Now, it's been 3 years, but you kicked off the DIY Rainbow Movement in Sydney with the big crossing during Mardi Gras, was it?
Yeah, well, what happened was is I sort of invented rainbow chalking. So Duncan Gay, our transport minister up here in New South Wales, got rid of the rainbow crossing quite controversially. And then as a bit of a joke, I chalked a rainbow behind my terrace in a suburb here, Surrey Hills. And it went viral online and people started chalking rainbows like all over the world, in support of LGBT rights, which is amazing. So getting rid of the rainbow crossing was like one of the best things that ever happened to me, ironically. Very bizarre.
So how did you come up with the idea? What was the idea behind the initial chalking?
Oh, look, there wasn't a lot of forethought into it. It was it was a packet of chalk and a glass of white wine, and it was just it was honestly a laugh for Facebook. So it was so good. I always say about Sydney, like, we're not overly creative in Sydney, and I always say, like, if I was in Melbourne and I did it, people would go, "Well, that's lovely, James," but, you know, Myrna's art piece on the corner is really a lot better, you know. Here in the city, you know, everyone's like, "Wow, what's that?"
But yeah, and it was quite a reaction that Duncan Gay got from his removal, because it did start quite a movement, didn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. When it happened here 3 years ago, like, we had chalk rainbows happening, or like on like nearly every street here in the middle of the city. It was really, really phenomenal time, and then people started doing them on the Facebook page, the Yellow Rainbow, like, all over the world, not so much in support of the Sydney Rainbow Crossing, but just in support of LGBT rights generally.
Yeah, and I believe, you know, there were rainbow crossings outside the Russian embassy in Stockholm when they had the stuff in Russia happening. And, yeah, it's really taken off across the world.
It's been, like, a really cute thing to do, like, during protests and rallies. Because, you know, when you go to these rallies, everyone's so... it can get a bit boring. You're all standing around. So it's just a lovely way to do something as a team. And then you can take a photo afterwards and it looks good. And, yeah, it's been really magical. I actually, Facebook flew me over to the States, and I chalked a rainbow there for Pride a year and a half ago, actually. And that was really phenomenal.
That's full on. So they actually flew you where? Where did they fly you across the States?
This is like the ridiculous world that we live in now. They put me on a plane and they sent me over to Facebook headquarters, and the main square in Facebook. I was like bossing like executives around, like, you know, like probably five times the amount of money I'm on. We're all chalking up the main square at Facebook, which was just bizarre. So it's been an amazing journey for me. Really hilarious.
Yeah, and of course, Melbourne, we had our own chalking rainbow over on this corner of Smith and Gertrude Street in Collingwood. And that's actually gone permanent now.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's great. We've got one now in Summerhill that's gone permanent as well, but it's not actually on the road. It's like in a child sort of play area, but yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, I think ours is on the footpath, but they have, but yeah, no, it has gone permanent, and they've made a permanent fixture there. And
I'm fine with that. When everyone was in the laneways in the streets, I was always worried someone was going to get hit by a car, you know? My ultimate downfall if someone died.
Well, you're just sort of reiterating Duncan Gay's point, weren't you? It was like, he was worried about the safety aspect of it, but, you know.
Well, that's true. I mean, I think, you know, I was a big fan of the Rainbow Crossing, and there were a lot of safety reports done on it, and it was much more, obviously, there was cameras there, and everyone knew what was going on, as opposed to, like, you can't really control people with chalk when they choose a dodgy street to do it on. So I'm definitely still for the Sydney Rainbow Crossing coming back at some point.
Yeah, definitely. And, well, hopefully, you know, with Mardi Gras happening every year and everything, hopefully they'll get it back there for you. Tell us some of the more reactions from around the world that you've had.
So many cool ones came through, and they still do now and then, but, on the page, my favorite would be the John Lennon Memorial in Central Park in New York. A guy did just rainbowed the entire memorial for John Lennon there in rainbow. And, I think he did get in trouble, but it looked amazing. And one of the more poignant ones for me was a Cambodian, orphanage. These kids living with HIV in Cambodia, and they did a huge one on their basketball court, and that was really, really amazing.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Really good.
Really awesome.
And what's next for the DIY rainbow movement?
Oh, gosh, who knows? We're so good now, because it's like, it's one of those things, it's 65,000 people on the page, and it's mainly Sydney and Melbourne folk, and it just means when anything happens, we've got a whole army of people to do stuff. Like, there's a guy in Sydney, Danny Lim, who wears these political signs and in support of marriage equality and against politicians, and he runs around, and he got fined late last year, $550 for offensive language. And I think within an hour, the page raised the money to pay for his fine, which was really cute. And so we always sort of just keep our eyes out and ears out for things, and people have a bit of fun on the page, and it's people power. It's really amazing.
Awesome. Now, Brooke, you were recently asked to be on a special Facebook LGBTI panel as well. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, Because I went to America with Facebook and did a little bit of work with them in the States, I sort of developed a relationship with Facebook Australia when I came back. So I can't really take credit, but I'm sort of like a conduit between Mardi Gras and Facebook. And Facebook actually ended up sponsoring Mardi Gras this year, and they did a float, which was amazing. And so for that relationship in Sydney, they've done some panels and things at Facebook Australia, which I sat on and just talked about my experience. But they're lovely. It's amazing. I mean, they had some flack earlier last year, you know, around the drag name issues and stuff, but they've been trying to sort of help people out as much as they can with their systems. And they've just been absolutely fantastic for me here in Sydney. And other than, you know, I'd love them to give me a job, but other than that, they've been great. So it's really cool. I mean, you've got to think, it's just what that platform is, it's so amazing that people can, you know, chalk a rainbow or plank or do whatever they want and share those photos. And for something to, my page went viral, I think, in 10 days. And we're getting, you know, rainbows in France and Alaska and all sorts of places within 10 days. And it just, it blows your mind where the technology is going with all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, stuff is so immediate these days. It's like, you know, with social networks and everything, it just goes off straight away.
Yeah, well, that's it. And I think the trick is, see, we got like 20,000 people straight away when that happened. And then the trick's been, I'm actually very good at experimenting with things, failing and moving on. So the trick with this one has been, oh my God, I've got a post today about marriage equality. And it's sort of the baggage of the page, doing the daily post for 3 years and just keeping the community engaged. But it's definitely been worth it. It's been a lot of fun. And there's some just, you meet so many people and it's opened so many doors. And in the meantime, we're doing a little bit of good for LGBTQI rights as well.
Exactly right. And in fact, your last post yesterday was all about the lovely Bronwyn Bishop getting kicked out of a seat.
A little group of us from the page last week, the week before, went up to Malcolm Turnbull's house in Point Piper, and we did a beautiful chalk rainbow in front of his house. In support of the Safe Schools Coalition. So I think, and I think if people just rocked up to like the Prime Minister's house, it could be quite aggressive. And so it's just a really beautiful, peaceful way. It's sort of like whimsical activism, you know, to leave a little mark, leave a little bit of territory in front of his house, but a beautiful chalk rainbow gift for him for the morning. So
exactly.
That was really cool.
And, you know, they can't complain. It's not permanent. It's not like it's, they're not painting McDonaldtown Station strawberry pink or anything. So, yeah.
No, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we had a little issue. They tried to add chalk into the Graffiti Act, actually, 6 months after our whole thing took off.
Really?
So that was really interesting. Yeah, but the Greens and, funnily enough, the Shooters Party sort of blocked it from happening. So you can still in Sydney chalk wherever you want in a public place. So it's very nice. It's really, really cool. It's all about public spaces and connecting with people. So hopefully it stays that way.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Recco, for joining us this morning. And, of course, you know, obviously it's been great seeing these rainbows chalked all over the world. So good on you, mate.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mark and Luke. Come up to Sydney and we'll chalk a rainbow together, all right?
We'll do.
That sounds like a plan. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Love you guys. See ya.
Cheers, Brecco.
You can see Brecco's Facebook page. Look up DIY Rainbow and follow it.
That's right. Give it a like and keep on tabs with what's going on with the rainbow chalking of the world.
Well, that's what's making news headlines. More news at 9.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Bloody Stoza.
Stoza?
She's just useless sometimes.
I was thinking more about Grant Hackett. What was he thinking? Apparently he gave the guy a real nipple twist too.
Wow.
It was like, leaned over, reached into his shirt, nipple twist.
It's so specific.
All over, apparently, allegedly, let's go with allegedly.
Allegedly.
A chair being reclined in a seat, which I think everyone hates. Everyone hates.
Yeah, it's the worst.
I hate it. Because I've got really
long
legs.
I think the worst is half a recline.
Yeah.
And then, like, midway through the flight, you go all the way back and it's... Like, you could have done that at the start. Like, just you're up in the air, because you can't go back.
See, people behind that sit in front of me can't recline their seats because I put my knees on the back of the seat.
There's these little clips that you can put on.
Have
you heard about them?
Yes, I have.
They can cause a brawl. I can
see. Yeah.
What are they? What are these clips?
There's these clips you can buy which will stop the seat in front of you reclining. It's like a little lock.
It's the most passive aggressive thing.
Yeah, it's so passive aggressive. Yeah,
that's so good.
Yeah. That's what Grant needs here.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much, Ben. We'll see you in half an hour with all the news.
See you then.
We have another competition that we should kick off for you guys as well.
We do
now,
indeed.
Now, this is one very close to my heart, actually.
Yes.
This is a double pass to the Dog Lovers Show. Now, the Dog Lovers Show is back again for another year, taking over the Royal Exhibition Building from Friday, April 29th till Sunday, May the 1st. It's a chance to be entertained, educated and engaged with our favourite four-legged family members.
There's performances, presentations and tips for all things dog. Dr. Chris Brown will be appearing on Saturday and Sunday, and the full lineup of each day's activity is online at doglovershow.com.au.
And this is, of course, thanks to the Dog Lovers Show. To win this one, you must be a Joy member, have must not won a prize in the last 7 days.
That's right. Please include your membership number in the entry. What we want to hear from you is, like, we were thinking, like, my fur kids, Tim and Daisy, they're my fur kids, they're a cross. They're Dachshund and King Charles Cavalier. Now, that could be what? Like a Dachshalier.
Yeah, yeah, Dachshalier.
Or a Cavahund.
Cavahund. Okay.
So I wonder, I want an inventive cross. It could be like you were saying before, a Burmese Mountain Dog and a poodle.
Could be a Bernoodle.
Or a Poonese. Poonese.
Yeah, Poonese. Could be.
It could be. Give us an inventive cross.
Yeah, give us a weird crossbreed that you come up with, and you go into the draw to win this double pass to the Dog Lovers Show. Just SMS your answers to 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au or call the lovely Alice on the front desk, 1300JOY949. We do have a competition running at the moment. Want you guys to send in some weird crossbreeds of dogs, because we are giving away a double pass to the Dog Lovers Show. So I thought that was a very relevant
it
competition.
Was. And we've had Boyd send in saying French bull, French bulldog, and poodle.
So a French bull poodle.
Or a French boodle.
A bulloodle?
Baloodle? I don't know.
Baloodle? Yeah. We also had a message in from Charbel who said, a bulldog cross a shih tzu, which equals, well...
bull and shits.
Yes. I think you've maybe heard that joke before.
Have I?
Thanks for that, Charlie. So, get your entries in. I think, Dog Lovers Show, this is the perfect competition for us, really, Mark.
Oh, we love a good dog story.
I mean, you know, my Bernese Mountain Dog, we've got her, obviously, several months ago now. She turns one, like, next week.
You're kidding.
Which is crazy. What? And we got her when she was 8 weeks old, so
Aww. We've
almost had her for a year now. I can't even believe it. It's flown by.
Wow. Well, my little one's birthday next month, and they turn 13.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but they're still very healthy, very, actually, Dachshunds tend to, they're cross Dachshund, as I said, but they tend to live a long time, like 18, 19 years.
Well, that's really good. I mean, both of my breeds, unfortunately, tend to not live past 10 years old, which is very sad.
They're bigger dogs,
because they're big dogs. So it's kind of one of the... things you have to deal with when you're a big dog lover is that they're not going to be in your life for a very, very long time.
Exactly.
But look, she's only one. Ziggy, my German Shepherd, turned 3 a couple of weeks ago. So he's now 3 years old. He's heading into adulthood. Not that he acts like it at all.
No, he's still a big kid, isn't he?
He is still a big kid. They're both just ridiculous, crazy puppies. So,
Or even mine get a bit crazy at times.
Yeah,
but they're all right. They're
love good. My dogs. Love them. So if you want to go and see the Dog Lovers Show in a couple of weeks, again, April 29th till May 1st, SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au, or you can call Alice on the front desk, 1300JOY949. Tell us a funny crossbreed. Come up with your own if you like, and you'll go into the draw to win this double pass.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, coming up, we've got a little bit of Eurovision. We're going to play Dammy's song, but obviously for the last 2 weeks, we've had the Joy Eurovision, 8 p.m. on Saturday, which I've been doing with Michael and the Bretts. And we're having fun with Eurovision this year. There's a lot of really good things happening. This week, we're looking at the second half of the first semi-final.
Right.
So we did the first half, including Russia, which is the favourite this week. And coming up on Saturday, we're doing from the Czech Republic all the way through to Malta.
Oh, so, are we in the first or the second semi-final?
This is the first semi-final.
No, but is Australia in the first
or
the second?
Dammy's in the second semi-final, and she's got a prime spot. She's at spot number 10, right in the middle.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you know, the the producers of Eurovision now pick where people are going to be. And obviously, they think Dami's got a really good chance because she's smack in the middle, because that's where they put all the really good songs.
Okay.
Like, for example, Russia was the number 9 in this first semi-final. That's the favourite. And in the second semi-final, Australia is number 10.
Or well, betting odds-wise, isn't Australia third or fourth or something?
They're fourth at the moment. Yeah. Only they're getting beaten by Russia, France and Sweden. I don't rate the Swedish song.
Mm.
I love the French song. The French song is what is my favourite at the moment. But my second favourite song is Dami's, and we're going to play it for you right now.
I just can't believe people place bets on Eurovision. I find that ridiculous, but that's fine. Sound of Silence, Dami Im, it's our entry in Eurovision next month. Very exciting. Could be a winner. What do you think? Here it is on the Brekkie Bears.
Grown tired and weary, brown eyes, trying to feel your love through FaceTime.
It is Mark and Luke here with the Brekkie Bears, and we've just got to wrap it up. It's that time.
It's over.
It's over. Before we go, though, we have to give away the prize to the dog show.
The winner of the double pass to the Dog Lovers show is...
It's Boyd from South Melbourne! Yay! I was about to say Dr. Harry then. I was like,
wow.
Dr. Harry, yeah. Well, Boyd will be able to see Dr. Harry and Chris Brown and all the people at the dog show.
All the dog people.
I don't think Pistol and Boo will be there, though.
Be great.
There will be. You didn't pick up on Pistol and Boo.
No. Okay.
You know, Johnny Depp's dogs.
Oh, right. Sorry, and, no, I didn't. I missed that.
And Johnny Depp's wife is getting charged.
Got it. Oh, she might be there. We can do autographs.
She might be.
So
she might be.
So awkward.
What's happening at 3 p.m. on Saturday?
Well, 3 p.m. on Saturday, it's your favourite gaming show in Checkpoint. We're actually starting a new series of episodes within Checkpoint, actually. It's our first lesson of Video Game Psychology 101. This Saturday at 3 p.m. we're going to be talking about a bit more serious how video games, the impact on society, the effect they can have on people, on children. And we actually have a child psychologist joining us in studio to talk about the effects and the impacts they have.
Wow.
On kids, and whether it's a positive reflection that society has, and because media blows it up a little bit and makes it a bit silly.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking all about that this Saturday at 3 p.m. which should be very exciting.
Very good indeed. Well, at 9 p.m. on
What's on the
Thursday,
woods?
The woods. We're going puppy.
Oh.
We may be going puppy if we can get the guests to come in. Oh. We're talking about the phenomenon that's happening lately called puppy packs.
Yeah, and puppy packs, and puppy play.
It's really taken off in the last year, and we'll be talking a little bit about that. And then, of course, on 8 p.m. on Saturday, please tune in to Joy Eurovision with myself and Michael and the Bretts, second half of the first semi-final.
There you go, very exciting. We won't be here next week ourselves, Anzac Day, so I'll be working and... It's all happening. So we'll have some lovely fill-ins instead. But we'll be back in a couple of weeks, though, with more Brekkie Bears goodness, as always. And we do hope that we've helped to make your Monday just that little bit more bearable.
Indeed.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.